Welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I am your host. This is Fierce Manson, and it is Sunday. It is Take It to Church Sunday, honey. Listen, it is August 29th, 2021, 11:30 a.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 12:30 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. And, of course, the Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. Listen, you know, I got to push it up to the ATL, and I have to give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International. They work so very hard. Oh, yes, they do. And I must say, on iHeartRadio.com, I want you guys to do me just a little favor, if you will. iHeartRadio.com, go over to iHeartRadio.com. Yes, and please do use the keyword, the Fierce Female Network. When the page comes up for you, give it a follow. Listen, you all know there is a super hot promotion going on, a super hot promotion with Lady Lolita Moore. And I have some firecracker great music for you on today. It's been rolling. You know, promotion's been rolling for the last month or so, and it has been going very, very well for the artists. And I am so very excited about that. Now, you guys, we're going to kick it off on this morning. This particular song is called Right Now, Right Now. I want you guys to take a listen to this.
Oh, God, we need you. Oh, God, we need you. Oh, God, we need you right now. Oh, God, we need you. Oh, God, we need you. Oh, God, we need you right now. Disease is spreading through our land, killing boys, girls, women, and men. Politicians vying for position. For equality, in a major rioting, no cure for disease. No matter how loud we cry, our voices just pass them by. We need you right now. In this time of tribulation, feels like revelation. Look at the feeding, families grieving, touching every nation. We are praying for unity, justice, and peace. From death to life, from despair to hope, from fear to trust, but most of all, from hate to love.
Let's come together.
Let's come together.
Let's come together.
Cause we need you right now.
Dear God, I pray for this land and country, America. Stand beside America and forgive her for all sins. Forgive America for the many laws of iniquity that we have passed against you. Forgive America, oh God, for not allowing our precious children to pray freely in our schools. Forgive us, oh God, for destroying the children of the trillions of unborn babies that we slaughter every year. Forgive us, oh God, for taking the Ten Commandments out of the courthouses. Forgive us, oh Lord, for coming against righteous, holy leaders who take a stand in the name of God and stand against all those who are evil. And above all, God, forgive this land and country of America for idols and idol worshipers. Forgive us for worshiping, Father God, forgive us for worshiping people and things above you. And Lord God, help this land of ours. Help us, oh Lord, the many child abusers and sex offenders, help them to come to repentance. Our God, we pray that this nation right now, that you would help America and guide her right back to what is right and holy. Oh Lord, I ask that you would have mercy on this land in the name of Jesus. I call upon you, oh God, to help this land in the name of Jesus. Father God, I just pray that you would help us, oh God, on this Sunday morning, oh God, this Sunday morning on August the 29th, Lord God. Help on today, Father God. We need like never before, Lord God. And Father, I just pray that you will move those who are in hate and distrust, move them into love, oh God. And Father, I just pray all these things in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Lord God, I thank you for this ministry. I thank you for the woman of God, Lolita Moore, Father. I thank you for the Fierce Female Network, Lord God. Thank you for using it. My God, my God, my God, my God. I thank you, Lord God, that it is an instrument to your glory, oh God. All things, Lord God. And for God, on today, we all just repent, those that's listening right now, Father God, just pray that they will repent right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And those that don't know you, glory to God, those that don't know you, I pray that they will come to know you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. But Lord God, you are good. You are mighty. Hey, glory to God. I know you to be a God that moves mountains. Hey, you're glorious, oh God. You are glorious, oh God. And I give you praise on this morning. I give you praise, oh God. I give you honor, oh God, for you are good, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father, there is none that is like you, oh God, the master's name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, for the blood on today, for the blood. There was power in the blood. And I thank you, Lord God, for the blood on today, the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for salvation, Lord God. For Lord God, we cannot make it. Glory to God. We cannot make it, Lord God, without you. It is you, oh God. We need you, oh God, on this day, Lord. And I thank you for it, Jesus Christ. I thank you for it, oh God. Thank you for this Sunday morning. I thank you and I give you the praise, the honor, and the glory on this day. And I pray all these things in the name of Jesus Christ. And I thank you for doing it, Lord God. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. And up next is a song. This song is called Highs and Low by Brother Jonathan. Oh, I'm feeling good on today. I'm feeling good on today. I thank God for all things. I thank him because without God, you know, we cannot make it. Without him, we can't make it. And I am telling you, y'all, you know, I'm still saying get rid of that stanky spirit. Get rid of the stanky spirit. I'm telling you, I've been talking about that stanky spirit for the last couple of weeks. So, y'all, get rid of the stank. Get rid of the stank out of your spirit. You can't make it in like that. You can't make it in like that. Hey, glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. So if you're listening to my voice on today, I just pray that you would get rid of that spirit that you cannot enter into the kingdom of God. You know, we got to be right. We got to stand right before the King. You know, we got to be right. We got to accept the Lord Jesus Christ because that's the only way that we are going to make it into the kingdom. You know, there's much that's going on in the land. I'm telling you, there's much that's going on in this world on today. I'm telling you, I'm always thinking and praying about Jesus. I'm thinking about Jesus and praying for those who don't know Jesus, okay? And so I'm praying for those that don't know Jesus because in this day and time, we cannot survive without the Lord Jesus Christ. We can't make it without him. We really can't. And so that is my prayer on this day and every day, that if you don't know Jesus, hurry up and get in a hurry. Get in a hurry. Get in a hurry because if you don't know the times that we are living in, I'm telling you, we are in the last days. And we need Jesus even the more. We need him even the more. We got to cry out to him. Hey, glory be to God. We got to cry out to him. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Between the porch and the altar. My God, my God, my God, my God. You know, I remember. Here I go. I remember. Glory to God. I remember the days. And, you know, of course, with the pandemic, even, you know, we can't have all-night prayer and things like that. But I remember we went from place to place, house to house. I'm telling you, as a young woman, myself and the mother and the evangelists and the different people of God, we went from house to house, and we prayed all night long, even before the pandemic. I don't remember folks, you know, going from house to house nowadays. You know, I'm talking about before. I'm talking about pre-COVID-19, pre, you know, the Delta strain. I don't remember. I don't know who is going from house to house, you know, praying. I'm talking about before COVID. I don't know who was going from house to house. I don't know who was having all-night prayer. You know what I mean? I remember I came up going from house to house praying. Got out of school. I'm not talking about high school. I'm talking about after I graduated from high school as a young person, you know, praying, 19 years old. You know, got out of school. I went to cosmetology school. We got out of school. We was running, getting in the car, running to the car, you know, trying to get to the house, you know, where there was prayer going on. And the saints of God, you could hear the saints of God praying before you got to the door. We would get out of the car. You heard the saints praying. You heard them praying and praising God. We would get up in the house, and I'm telling you, the anointing was so thick, you could really cut it. You could cut it. It was thick like bread. It was thick like a loaf of bread. I'm telling you, I don't know. You know, who was going from house to house nowadays before COVID, you know what I'm saying? And so anyway, that's what it was like. That's what it was like. And so I just thank God to have the experience of going from place to place and praying. And so this next song coming up is High and Lows from Brother Jonathan. This is High and Lows. Jonathan, he says he's always going to praise the Lord through his highs and his lows. You know what? Y'all know I always got a lesson. Mama always got a lesson. Look out now. You know what Brother Jonathan is saying through his highs and his lows? What he really is saying, the message that he is sending through that song, he is telling us as people of God, you know, people of God, and everybody really, we have got consistent. We really do. We got to be consistent. And so what Brother Jonathan is saying in that song, through his highs and his lows, he going to be consistent and walk with the Lord. Do you hear what I'm saying? He going to be consistent. He ain't going to say, well, Lord, everything going good through my highs. I'm going to praise you right here, right now. And then, you know, you get to the lows. You know, sometimes people, when they get to the low point, they go to lowly bar. You know what I mean? Y'all ever heard that term? The old folks used to say lowly bar. However they say lowly bar. That means you ain't going to do nothing but just sit there. You ain't talking to God. You ain't doing nothing. You hear what I'm saying? But what Brother Jonathan is saying, through his highs and his lows, He gonna stay with the Lord. He being consistent, that's the spirit of consistency. And some folks do just the opposite. Some people, when they get in their load, they don't, you know, forget the Lord and just say, well, I'm just gonna do whatever. Some people get in their load and they gonna take a drink, they gonna do whatever. And then some people, okay, they get to the low point, they gonna pray and do everything, you know. And I knew somebody like that. I knew a deacon in church did it. He would get to his low, he'd say, Lord help me, 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 Lord help me. And then when he get to his highs, he stopped going to church. You couldn't find a deacon. You look on the first bench, you didn't see him. You say, everything must be going pretty good because deacon ain't at church. I'm telling you, call him too. This really happened. This is really a person like that. I'm telling you, but to her, God him too. Well, no young man. This man about 70 years old. You know what I'm saying? Deacon or church now. When things going good, if you see deacon so-and-so, everything going good. When you see deacon so-and-so getting out of his car, oh, Lord, he done had a bad couple of months. I'm telling you, that was his rotation. You knew the rotation. If you saw him, you knew it was going trouble. You know what I mean? And he would get with the Lord. If you didn't see him, you said, oh, Lord, he must be having a good old time. You know, everything is going real good. And, you know, that's really a shame. You know, when the sun, he having a sunshiny day, you know, sunshine, you can tell by him. Sunshine of days in his life and then the bad day. You know, ain't that terrible? That's terrible. So what Brother Jonathan is saying through his highs and his lows, hey, glory be to God. He's still praising the Lord. He's still praising the Lord. You know, that's where we got to be. What do y'all think is going to go on in heaven? What do you think is going to go on in heaven? If you can't praise God consistently down here, what is Jesus' name? When you get to the pearly gates, how in the world you think you're going to get up and down? You think you're going to sit down and don't do nothing? Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ. You know, you're going to be praising God. What you think going to be going on in the heavens? You know what I'm saying? One time, let me tell y'all something. I'm running out of time, Lord Jesus. One time, I went on a fast. Now, y'all don't think I went on a fast only one time in my life. I lived a life of fasting and praying. Okay. Now, what I'm telling you is, I went on a 13-day fast. And this is God Him Truth. And the next song that's coming up is The Blood. I'm going to play that, The Blood by Sister Lolita Moore. Now, she's the one got me going here with all this good music. But listen, I went on a 30-day fast. My mom went on a 30-day fast. And y'all know something? The Lord showed me something up in heaven. Now, this is God Him Truth. I wouldn't lie about this. The Lord took me on a spiritual journey. I was on 30-day fast. And I ain't talking about a fast where you drinking juice all day long. No, baby, mama was having water. Water. You hear me? Water. And so the Lord took me on a journey, a spiritual journey, and he showed me these things where in heaven, you know, in the heavens, where the organization was filing system. I'm telling you, it was deep. There was the filing system. He was showing me people that had assignments over different files, and some was assigned to this particular file. Some was assigned to those particular files. And then there was healing. Those that were assigned, keeping track of the healing. Those who were ill in the sickness. I'm saying that thing was deep. And the Lord showed me in consistently in a manner of order, organization. Everything was so organized. I never seen nothing like it in my life. It was so organized. And I'm telling you, I ain't never seen nothing so clean and pure. The white was whiter than white. I don't know if you can even imagine white being whiter than white. The thing was so bright, it just blew my mind. You know what I mean? I was on a 30-day fast. I'm telling you, and the Lord opened this up to me. And I was like, wow. You know, it was really something. And so what I'm telling you is, whatever you need, God's got it. Hallelujah. Whatever you need, God has got it. God, there is angels. Did you know there's angels assigned to you? What I'm saying to you on today, whatever you need to start dispensing your angels. Whatever you need, if there's some kind of healing, you need to dispense your angels and pray in the name of Jesus. You need to pray in the name of Jesus, because I'm telling you, it's up in the heavenly realm, in the third dimension. Do y'all understand what how the third dimension works? Lord, have mercy. Jesus, y'all go. Do y'all understand how the third dimension works? There is some mighty power in the third dimension. So when you, oh Lord, I know this show ain't set up to be teaching on third dimension, but I'm telling you, the Lord showed me how things are operated in the spiritual realm. This is what I'm telling you. So what I'm telling you, and he showed me the organization and the cleanness and how it was so bright the anointing and the giftings that's up there. My God, some people not even using their gifts and their talents. There was a room where some people was just not doing anything, and God was showing me this, how they were just sitting there, and that side wasn't even bright. Do you hear what I'm saying? There is a different illumination according to what you're doing down here, okay? And so what you're doing down here is the same in the heavens. I'm telling you, everything that you do is being taken account for. Everything that you're saying you do down here is being accounted for in the heavens. Do you not think God is watching and seeing that? Do you not think that? God, show me how that works. And so what I'm telling you, y'all know I got carried away this morning, but listen, what I am telling you, whatever you need down here, you need to ask God for, because it's already up there. It is already up there. You hear what I'm saying? Lord, I'm doing something. I really got carried away. But I'm serious. Whatever you need, you need to ask God for it. You need to ask God for it. There is a realm called the third dimension. And, honey, that thing is powerful. You hear what I'm saying to you? That thing is powerful. It is powerful over in the third dimension. Some people operate on the dimension where their faith can't get them no farther than what they see. It's so many levels of faith, you know. I'm so serious. It's so many levels of faith. And some people walk in the gifting of faith. You know, there is a gift of faith, my God. And that thing operates different than people that just have the faith. You know what I mean? Some people have a level of faith where they really can't see no farther past their hand. And then some people operate in the gift of faith. And it's so different. You know, it's so different. And the gift of faith, when a person operates in the gift of faith, honey, let me tell you something. I can be sitting here in Chicago, Illinois, and the gift of faith will operate down in Mississippi where somebody needs healing. And I say, God, heal this. And you, do you know they will get healed right then and there? You hear me what I'm saying? Let me tell y'all something. Let me give y'all a quick testimony. One of my family members, gangrene part on his body. This is the goddamn truth. One of my family members years ago had a gangrene part on their body, on their foot. They was going to amputate the foot, not the foot, but the toe. They was going to amputate it and just take it off. You hear what I'm saying? I said, okay. I said, okay. She called me. She told me I was down. Wrote it all down to the note. I said, okay. And then I said, I'm going to pray. And I'm going to speak the word. The girl called me back, and she said, you know what? When they went in and took another look, it was normal. You hear me what I'm saying? It was normal. Now, listen, you know it so much that I could really tell you, I got to play this music. I done got talking about all this thing. This is Lolita just got me going. I'm telling you, it's true, goddamn truth. So, look, this song is called The Blood.
You know they left my Savior for dead, but on the third day, he got up with all power in his hands. The power to heal, to save, and to set free. What can wash away the sins of man? What can make you whole again? What can make you wanna live right? What can make you precious in his sight? What can open blinded eyes to see? And what can make you love your enemies? Giving you overcoming power to conquer anything.
You motivated, you winning.